from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. declares commitment to Afghanistan. Following an announcement by President Donald Trump declaring the United States' commitment to Afghanistan, Secretary of Defense James Mattis said today that he's not yet made a decision on how many troops to send to the South Asian country.
There is a number that I'm authorized to go up to. I have to look. I've directed the chairman to put the plan together now. We've obviously been discussing this option for some time. When he brings that to me, I'll determine how many more we need to send in. It may or may not be the number that's bandied about up until now. I've got to get the plan in from the chairman, and you saw that I directed him to get it to me here right away.
In an evening address from a military base outside of Washington on Monday, President Trump said that he would not talk about numbers of troops or plans or further military activities unveiling a condition-based approach to defeat terrorism in Afghanistan. In the meantime, the Secretary of Defense, Jim Mattis, said on an unannounced visit to Iraq on Tuesday that significant progress has been made in ousting Islamic State from the country. Before flying to Baghdad, where Mattis discussed security cooperation with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, Mattis predicted ISIS day are numbered. Now, the spokesperson for the Office of the High Commission for Human Rights in Switzerland, Liz Throssell, urged Iraq's government to do more to help thousands of women and girls caught in the crossfire.
Women and girls under the control of ISIL, in particular women from the Yazidi and other minority communities, have been especially vulnerable to abuses of human rights and violation of international humanitarian law, including rape and sexual assault, forced displacement, abduction, deprivation of liberty, slavery, forced religious conversion, and cruel, inhumane, and degrading treatment.
This is VOA News.